Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, Edmundo here from the Chuck's Boots Studios. It's time for St. Louis United Saturday Show, presented, as always, by our good friends at ADK Wealth Advisors. And here is your... I'm the host today, joined by a cast of thousands. Let's go around and have a Mouseketeer roll call. Mouseketeer roll call, now sound off.
Ted.
Hey, it's Grover.
And that's it. So it's just the three of us in the studio today. But we have a great lineup of guests. Ted, you want to tell us?
Sure. First segment, after the break, we'll have our friend George Vesey, former New York Times columnist and author of many books. He'll give us some perspective on life, as he always does, tell us a story or two. We'll ask him about some of his latest essays that you can find on georgevesey.com. And then in the second half hour, we're going to have Jeremy Allenbaugh from St. Louis FC come on to give us an update about the Toyota Park situation out in Fenton, as well as their upcoming matches tonight in Charleston, as well as their their U.S. Open Cup match next week against Wichita.
Should be a... anytime George is on, I'm sorry. I'm just happy to be here.
Right, I agree.
I find him to be just an incredibly entertaining guy.
Yeah, he's a great go-to once every couple months. If you go to georgevesey.com, he posts something about every 2 weeks, just something that strikes his attention. Lately, he's written about Champions League. Sometimes he chimes in about our president. And he just posted something within the last day or so about Mother's Day, and I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to ask him about it. He'll give us a preview so that you can go out there and read it after he gives you some perspective about it. And I also enjoy reading the comment section. He has a regular readership on his blog, and some of those folks are very interesting as well, and they'll bring their own fresh perspective on whatever topic he might write about.
I actually reached out to George because, as probably a lot of the people listening know, George, in addition to being a noted and renowned sports person, has multiple interests, and he wrote Coal Miner's Daughter, the biography on which the movie is based, about Loretta Lynn. And, of course, last Sunday there was a note in the paper that she'd suffered a major stroke and was in a hospital in Nashville. And I reached out to him to see if he knew anything about it. So he unfortunately didn't. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is that May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And for all of you who don't know what FAST stands for, you should. There are 700,000 ischemic strokes in America every year. And only about 1 in 10 of those patients gets to a hospital in time to be treated. And the predominant reason that they don't is that they are unaware that they're having a stroke or people around them are unaware. So I don't think that's the case in Loretta's case, a situation. But do not be one of those people that comes in the next morning bringing in your mother and saying, well, she didn't look good last night, but we put her to bed and thought she'd get better.
Nah. Doesn't work that way.
That's you've really stacked the deck against mom in that case. And this is a Mother's Day weekend, for God's sakes.
Right.
Have some heart.
I agree.
Did you watch the Cardinals play last night?
I didn't get a chance to see it. Anytime they're facing a pitcher for the first time, most notably a young lefty pitcher for the first time, it usually doesn't go well for them. So I wasn't surprised that they had trouble scoring runs against a pitcher they had not faced before. But, you know, the Cardinals had a great road trip. I've actually watched some of their games, whereas last season I've made it clear that I didn't really enjoy the brand of baseball that they were playing. It wasn't so much about their wins and loss record. They didn't play good defense. Their base running wasn't good. And their run production was primarily by the home run. Yeah. So, you know, I like the traditional Cardinal brand of baseball. Move runners, timely hitting.
Well, they got that new Sierra kid.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
He's
exciting. I wish Matheny would have brought him in to pinch run for Yachty last night late in the game. He maybe could have thrown that pitcher off, maybe stole the base. Bowie bringing us up, playing a little Rebel Rebel. We're going to take a brief break, and we will be back right after this with the aforementioned George Vesey. This is the St. Louis United Soccer Show, sometimes known as that. It's going to be a little soccer talk today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on 590 The Fan, KFNS.